Week 4, it's all about getting out the door. So it seems to make sense that I should be sitting outside for this, right? So here we are, Summer of Love, week 4. And I'm actually recording this not on my back porch and not with Heather, sadly. But this is actually being recorded in Kentucky. By the time you all hear it, I'll be back. But right now I am sitting on my husband's family's back porch, and I'm listening to the wind in the trees, which you might hear. I'm listening to airplanes that are somewhere above the clouds. I'm listening to birds. I'm listening to wind chimes. I'm listening to the cat, who may end up making an appearance sometime soon. And I'm outside, which is all about week 4, getting out the door. When things go sideways with our kids, when we are busy parenting and we are trying all sorts of things to get them to do or change or shift perspective or calm down, we usually fall back on 3 different things. We try to distract them, we try to remind them of the boundaries, and we try to get them to use their words. So if a child really wants to play with a ball, but somebody else is, we distract them with a train toy. Or if we have a teenager who is feeling upset because they want to watch yet another movie on a rainy summer day, we remind them what the media rules are. Or if we have siblings who are wrestling and fighting and somebody whacks somebody else, we stop them and say, hey, if you have a conflict, we need to talk this through. We need to use our words. And we use those 3 strategies over and over and over again. And sometimes they're really effective. And sometimes by 7:32 in the morning, we are out of ideas. Things aren't working. And that's where strategy number 4 comes in. Get out the door. It really doesn't matter what the weather is. I mean, truly, unless you're at one of the poles, you can get your kids outside. Whether it's super hot, it's super wet, get everybody outside, or get them outside, or get yourself outside. It can be as simple as just literally stepping onto the porch or the sidewalk or the veranda or the deck. It might be as big as taking everybody for a 3-hour hike. But there is something to us all getting some fresh air. It clears our minds. It clears our bodies. We calm down. It's like a reset button for us. Sometimes it's really effective just to get ourselves outside, right? Sometimes we are part of the problem as well. And so just saying, you know what? I'm going to step outside for a quick second. I'm going to take a couple deep breaths and I'll be right back. Sometimes when we try that, our kids follow us, and that feels really frustrating. Let them come with you and then help them take some great deep breaths while you're out there, all right? Sometimes you might just send the kids out by themselves. You know, say something like, go run around the house 4 times. I'll time you. How long will this take? Or encourage them to go shoot hoops or do some rollerblading or jump on their bike and head down to a friend's house. It might be that everybody goes outside together. It might be that you pack up dinner where everybody is melting down and you go and sit on the driveway and have a spontaneous picnic. There is a researcher at the University of Washington named John Medina. He wrote the Brain Rules books, and I've got the link for them on the page, on the Summer of Love week 4 page. And one of the things that I've heard him speak about is the link between our best thinking and exercise, and that we are at our peak sort of in terms of problem solving and working through complex problems in a very pretty narrow window during exercise and right after it. And the peak kind of exercise we need to be getting for that is when we just have that slightly elevated heart rate. So why am I bringing all of this up? Well, one of the things he links it to is our evolution as a species, and that we learned how to problem solve as we were trekking across the savannah. In other words, we figured out the walk and talk a long time ago. John Medina is hilarious. I'll put some links maybe into some clips of him. You'll take a look. He's so convinced about this research that he actually installed a treadmill in his office so that he can write papers and type and talk to people while he's walking on his treadmill. And I think his point is incredibly important and incredibly valid. And I also think it's 50% of the equation, because walking and talking across the savannah wasn't just about moving your feet. It was also about the fresh air. So that's why I think strategy number four, getting everybody out the door, really makes a difference. There is something to getting really fresh air. We breathe differently when we're outside. Our shoulders drop. Our minds clear. We let go of stress. It gives us perspective. We see that we're part of a greater whole, something bigger. There's something about it that just makes a difference for all of us, kids and parents alike. So for week four, the new strategy, whether you try it first before you fall back on the traditional three, or you mix it up and try it at different places, try it. And please let me know. Send me a message. I'd love to know how out the door works for your family. That's it. See you next week for week five. And remember, you can always send me an email. I'd love to hear how things are going. You can reach me, Emily@evolving-parents.com, or come join our Facebook group. It's Facebook, and you can just search for the group Evolving Parents. Make a request, and you'll come join the conversation. Have a great week, everybody.